How big a deal is the Big E? Attendance records were set in each of the two previous years. 1.5 million people passed through the gates of the fairgrounds in West Springfield last year, and that established the Big E as the fifth largest fair in North America, according to Big E President Eugene Cassidy.
The footprint of the eastern states, the impact of the Big E is really quite dramatic. It's something I hope people take notice of and appreciate.
The year-round fairground operations have a $500 million local economic impact, according to a study released earlier this year. 3,500 people work at the Big E during the annual 17-day run. There's a lot of pressure to come up with the bigger and better shows and exhibits to keep people coming back and attract new fairgoers.
So I hope people come out and support us.
This year's special exhibit at the Big E honors the 50th anniversary of the New York World's Fair. It includes a collection of 250 souvenirs and artifacts from the World's Fair, a replica of the Unisphere, which was the symbol of the fair, and a restored 1965 Ford Mustang. One of the entertainment headliners, ZZ Top, canceled its September 26th concert because of an injury to a band member, but Lynyrd Skynyrd has reportedly been booked to fill the open date, and shows are scheduled to go on by Darius Rucker, Christopher Cross, New Odyssey, and others. The Big E staples included Daily Circus and Parade, products and crafts for sale from each of the six New England states, and a midway with carnival rides and games.
Obviously, the entertainers get a lot of attention, but our mission is to promote agriculture and industry. And that's what we do in our programming, and I hope everybody who comes to the fair takes some time to be interested, to take a walk through the barns, to learn about food production.
Food is a big reason people go to fairs. Fair food is typically fried, and there's plenty of that at the Big E. Deep-fried s'mores is the new temptation at this year's Big E. But there's also a wine and cheese barn, and fresh seafood is being brought in daily from an oyster farm in Rhode Island.
So our job is to keep them interested and bring in some new things so they can try some new different items.
Big E Vice President Sue Lavoie is in charge of the fair's vast and eclectic food offerings.
I suggest that they go to the old standbys because people like certain things that they have. But then I suggest, too, that they do a treat, one of the new treats, so that they can sample them. Maybe it's their new favorite food. But most of the people I talk to will say, I always get my fried dough here. I always get my glass of beer here at this stand. So they know what they like once they've been here and they have a routine.
This year's Big E begins the countdown to the fair's 100th anniversary in 2016. To coincide with the anniversary, the Big E will launch a capital fundraising campaign. Cassidy would not reveal the goal, but said it would be substantial. He said the Big E has spent $51 million on infrastructure in the last 20 years.
When you have a 100-year-old facility with 44 buildings on it, you know, those millions get burned up real quick. So there's quite a substantial investment necessary to be made. You know, again, as we embark upon the celebration of our first 100th year culminating, we've got to prepare ourselves for the next four generations, and that's what we're thinking about now.
This year's Big E runs through September 28th. Reporting from West Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.